It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we're going to start off today with just a little rundown of some of the trees that I observe regularly, including a pin cherry, which is in my backyard. And that pin cherry is just now bare of leaves. The last of the leaves probably have fallen off while I was on my way down to the cities. But on Sunday morning, there were, well, you could have counted them. I didn't bother, but I'm sure it was less than a dozen. So that was like 12 days later than the average bare tree for the pin cherry. So that was a bit of a drag. We are experiencing kind of a late fall. I have a yellow birch in my yard, one that I planted, maybe 12, 10 years ago. It's getting quite large now. And in this last week, it lost most of its leaves. It was bright yellow on last Sunday, a week ago Sunday, it was bright yellow. And by Friday, when I went out and looked at my observation, when I studied the tree on Friday to make my observations, it was down to a few leaves, dozens, but probably more than you could count. But you could definitely tell that there had been a great exodus of leaves from the yellow birch. The red maples were probably at their peak of color last week, at least at my house. And remember, all phenology is local. What happens at your house is not going to be the same thing that's happening at my house. But for the most part, I had the red maples in my yard at peak of color last Monday or Tuesday, which was the 8th. And the average date over the 41 years that I've been watching, the average date for peak of color for red maples is the 21st of September. Now, the latest that I ever saw it was the 11th of October, and that was in 2013. Now, to be clear, October of 2013 was long past that very late spring of 2013, but 2014 was an equally delayed spring. In fact, in some cases, in the case of the aspens, the leaf out date for the aspens in the spring of 2013 was the latest ever, and then 2014 exceeded that by one day. So 13 and 14 were both late spring. So the fact that we're having a late fall is no guarantee for the kind of winter we will be having. And the fact that our red maples weren't at peak until the 8th of October this year means absolutely nothing concerning the coming winter. So all I can say is buckle up and enjoy it. Get out there and make use of all of that wonderful winter that is in front of us. And it includes a lot of great activities that I enjoy, and I'm sure most of you who are listening probably have some things that you like to do in the winter as well. Cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, skating, ice boating, it doesn't matter. There's just a million things to do. Just walk around and look at the birch seeds laying on top of the snow. It'll all happen in its own pace, and we will talk about it when it's over. And hopefully we won't marvel at how late the spring was. Hopefully we'll have a normal spring. The silver maple in my yard is at its peak of color. The silver maples are really hard to judge because back in late August, early September, leaves began to fall from my silver maple. The tree looked green as an apple, but it was dropping leaves here and there. And finally, on the 8th or 9th, I put it at peak color. It was more yellow than green, and the leaves are falling wholesale. I always know when the silver maple is really throwing off leaves because I start to see the leaves inside the house. They fall on the deck and they get tracked into the house. And I noticed a few silver maple leaves blowing around inside the house. So it is definitely the season for the silver maple. And that is 17 days later than the average peak color. The speckled alders, those swamp plants that never show any color other than green. The leaves are green until the day they fall. They are down. The average date for bare speckled alder bare trees is the 12th of October. And as of the 8th, or no, it was the 11th that I looked at them, they were down to their last, oh, maybe quarter of their total leaf structure. So well on their way to being bare, probably are going to be bare by this weekend. I will report on them next week for sure. The aspens, the trembling aspens, are oftentimes bright yellow this time of year. This is average peak of color for trembling aspens. I have several clones of aspens around my yard. Some are absolutely at their peak color right now. Some are bare. I've already reached their peak and fallen. And then there's this cohort of females. They're a clone. And they are all very old. One of them contains an eagle's nest, and many of them have been homes to pileated woodpeckers over the years. You may recall a conversation we had with Mike North about pileated woodpeckers and their affection for aspens that are over 60 years old. These are large aspens, and they are. The last I looked on Saturday, or yeah, it was Saturday, I believe, they were a mixture of yellow and green. They were still not yet to full color, and that's just their phenology. That's just how they operate. So that group is just coming into color, where nearby there's another clone of younger aspens, and they are completely bare. And there are aspens in my yard that are at their peak of color right now. And all of that is fairly interesting. Joel Rosen sent me a nice note about observations that he had made in the Mattawa area. And I won't have time to go through it all. But one of the things that he noticed, and one of the things that actually, after he mentioned it, came to my eye, and that was the consonants of the peak of color of the aspens and the peak of color of the maples. Typically, the maples are at least a week, sometimes 10 or 12 days ahead of the aspens in terms of color peak. But this warm fall has pushed the maples later, and the aspens are about where they should be. But the two of them being near their peak at the same time is very unusual. And Joel, thank you for that note. And it's something that I had seen but hadn't put much credence in. But I think if you check it out, you'll probably see the same thing near your house. The big tooth aspens at my house are just starting to show some color. They're probably about 25% color. The interesting thing, the big tooth aspen and the trembling aspen, though they're cousins, they have markedly different phenologies. The big tooth aspens leaf out later, like 3 weeks later than the trembling aspens in the springtime. And in the fall, the big tooth aspens hold their leaves longer. And this is the case at my house anyway. And the big tooth aspens are simply now just beginning to develop some remarkable color. The interesting thing about big tooth aspens is that some years they exhibit a lot of red. They get really, really almost blaze orange leaf color, and they can be spectacular in certain years. And there's a tinge of red among my big tooth aspen, so I'm going to be watching them very closely. There's a horse chestnut that is growing along the river road on my way in and out of town, and I've been watching it for many, many, many years. And it averages its peak of color on the 22nd of September. And this year I had it at peak of color on the 8th of October. In 2015, I had it on the 2nd of October. And in 2009, I had it on the 5th of October. But this is really the latest that I've ever had the horse chestnut reach its peak of color. Tamaracks are averaging yellow around the 14th of October, and the tamaracks around my house are starting to approach. I wouldn't say they're at their peak yet. There's still a lot of green in them. And if you go to the upland tamaracks, those that are growing out of the swamps, they are just starting to show some color among their needles. So check those out. In the shrub layer, just walking through the woods, three plants caught my eye. Just stunning. One, the round-leaf dogwoods. They run from a sort of a corally orange red to a deep red and burgundy. Their leaves are big and they're really quite ostentatious right now. The American hazel is also quite spectacular right now with bright orange leaves on it. Remember, the American hazel gets red and the beaked hazel gets yellow. So if you have hazels around your house, now's a good time to sort them out, figure out which one is which. And the third plant that really caught my eye are the blackberries. And blackberries, this time of year, they're largely green, but they're starting to change and they're getting more and more burgundy, and they really are becoming quite spectacular as well. So check out those three plants, those three shrub layer plants that are going to be really spectacular. One of the things about blackberry that I got to looking at it because some students and I were looking them over. The blackberry is remarkably well defended. It has some really solid thorns on it. And if you look carefully, you'll see that those thorns continue right up the mid vein of the leaf. So the leaf even has thorns on its underside, which makes them really, really grabby if you happen to walk by them. I'm going to wrap up with a little bit of talk about birds and bees. There have been large flocks of crows in the fields near my house. This is after a bit of an absence. I think the local crows flocked up and then moved south, and I think now I'm seeing large flocks of migrating crows coming through. I saw my first fox sparrows on Sunday morning, and that was 6 days later than average. I have a huge flock of robins marauding my decorative crab apples and eating the berries as fast as they can, eating the apples as fast as they can. They and the ruffed grouse are busy punching those things down. You look at those apples, and they're like as big as the end of your little finger. And I wonder how many of those a robin can hold, and yet the robins are just, they're packing them in. And I ran into the bald eagles. They were stirring around the nest the other day, and I was taking a walk through the woods, and I came across them and startled them. And I thought to myself, well, it kind of startled both of us, but I realized that they probably knew where I was the whole time I was out there. And when I finally got inside their comfort zone, they took off and left. I've been seeing a few bumblebees flying about. I have some New England asters that are blooming this time of year, and there are still some bumblebees there. Saw a bumblebee yesterday down here in Minneapolis. Monarch butterfly. My neighbor Marvin reported a monarch this past week, and of course the kids have seen some monarchs in their reports as well. That's the phenology report for this week. Sorry to go on for so long, but it was a lot of stuff to talk about, and I'm happy that we all have a chance to get out and do some observations of our own.